From his hospital bed, Abdul Ghani stares at the mountains through the window. His hand plays with his long beard.
Assalamu alaikum.
A week ago, this Free Syrian Army fighter from Damascus crossed the border located only 30 kilometers from the medical center in Safed.
I was wounded during a battle with the regime of Bashar al-Assad. We were attacked in a raid. My leg got injured when a rocket exploded next to me.
His leg, saved from amputation, is completely wrapped with bandage. He asked for medical treatment in Israel, which may come as a surprise given that he has been told his entire life that the Jewish state was the enemy.
I'm happy to be here to get medical treatment. That's it. It's not my business to talk about it. I'll go back to my country to fight the regime and to end the suffering of our people and our friends and brothers in Syria.
Many Syrians will keep silent about their stay in Israel, scared to be killed back home. Transfer to and from the neighboring country is organized in secrecy by the Israel Defense Forces, the IDF. Medical staff have no details about these operations taking place in the Golan Heights. Dr. Daniel Lesmes is a surgeon and a reserve medical officer.
The majority of the wounded that we treated were at the right age to be fighters. They're about 25 to 35 years old. Many of them came with long hair and long beards, as we have seen in prior pictures of ISIS or the Free Syrian Army or something like that. But I have no problem because I believe that medicine is supposed to bridge that kind of problems. I do not ask their political views. I do not ask if they're enemies. It may be naive, but I truly believe that it's my purpose here to provide the best medical treatment that I can offer. I think it's our duty as human beings.
10 Syrians are currently hospitalized at the Ziv Medical Center. At the end of a busy corridor, the Syrians are isolated and under military surveillance. Amir, a 25-year-old civilian, survived a bomb attack in Kunaitra, a small Syrian city close to the Israeli-Syrian border. He has been recovering for 5 months.
A helicopter from the regime dropped a barrel bomb. I got some fragments in my leg, which led to its amputation. I wish for the fall of Assad's regime. It's my greatest wish, to have peace in Syria.
Like all the Syrian patients, Amir will be sent back to his country. The Arab social worker, Faris Issa, comes into the room.
First, when they arrive to the hospital, I give them information in Arabic. They know where they are, about what's going on with their body. And many times we try to give him cigarette, chocolate, and sweet things. Try to meet them daily, you know, as a family. For me, it's much difficult to send them back home because I send them back to the war.
Israel has always refused to welcome refugees from Syria. While the wounded, driven by despair, continue to seek help from the Israeli army, the government has not officially taken sides in the conflict. Sabrina Meir for RFI in Safed, Israel.